guardian.co.uk.
The storm clouds swirling around the cassock of the Archbishop of Canterbury are showing no signs of abating. He was said to be in shock at the weekend, astonished at the level of reaction to his comments about Sharia law and how it might be recognised by the legal system in Britain. The speech was delivered in language so opaque that it rather defies summary, and into that vacuum has been poured a hefty dose of vitriol. This week, Dr. Rowan Williams faces the General Synod of the Church of England. Will his critics voice their concerns, or will it be ecclesiastical business as usual? We'll hear from a synod member in a moment, but first to Bath Abbey, where Stephen Morris spoke to worshippers yesterday.
I'm sorry for him, in a way, but I think that a man in his position should know better.
Do you think he should consider his position now?
It seems a little extreme to demand a resignation. After all, politicians don't resign for things far worse.
If, as I think he was saying, is that one could possibly look at what Sharia law says and maybe adopt some of that into the life of our multicultural society, then possibly I agree with that. I certainly don't agree that we should be adopting Sharia law in this country because it's not part of our culture.
That's the word from the pews. On the line now is the Reverend Giles Fraser. He's the Vicar of Putney and he's also a member of the General Synod. The General Synod is meeting today, Reverend Fraser, and Rowan Williams is giving an address. Do you think that he needs to raise this issue?
I don't know about needs to, but I think he probably will. I think he'll say something. Whether that keeps the whole thing going or whether it quietens it down, I'm not sure.
What do you think he needs to say?
I just think he needs to clarify for people what it is that he was and he wasn't saying. I think this whole issue needs to be spelt out quite a lot for people. I think a word like Sharia has a sort of immediate impact, and it's very unfortunate that's the case. But I think Rowan Williams needs to say that he wasn't advocating any of the darker sides of Sharia, which I think a lot of people know, but I think he needs to keep on saying it.
Do you think he was right to raise the issue, or perhaps a little naive?
Or brave. Maybe that's a third option. I mean, the fact that he raises this issue in full knowledge that perhaps that there's going to be a storm and a backlash, but actually feels the need to raise it anyway. I mean, people aren't talking about things like this. People are afraid of things like this. And I actually think it's rather courageous of him to raise this debate. Perhaps it wasn't the best way in which to do it. And I have to say also that I actually disagree with him about what he said about it. Nonetheless, I think I couldn't think of a better person to kick this off in a sort of wise and gentle way. I think that there's been problems doing it through this rather convoluted legal lecture. But I think it's a good thing that this has happened.
There have been a few calls from one or two of your fellow synod members, actually, for him to resign. Do you think we should take those calls seriously at all?
No, they're from the usual suspects. It's an extremist fringe. They'd call for his resignation, whatever he said. In fact, they're using this particular issue as a sort of an excuse to stick the knife in, and they wanted to stick the knife in for ages about a whole range of issues. Mostly it's about homosexuality. You'll find that all these people who are calling for his resignation are people who think he's too liberal on that subject.
I was going to bring that up. Whether it is women priests or gay bishops and now this, it does seem that the Anglican Church does have a bit of a capacity for getting its dog collars in a twist.
Well, the Anglican Church is a remarkable organisation in that it is a very broad church, by definition. I mean, when it was set up, it was there to stop religious wars by being incredibly inclusive. There isn't a church that is as comprehensive, as Catholic, as it were, as the Church of England. And precisely because of that, we fight a lot with each other. But what is its vice is also its virtue, because it's such a broad tent.
Reverend Fraser, thanks very much. And there's plenty more on the debate on the Archbishop at commentariesfree.co.uk.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.